Carl Albrecht represents Emory County in the Utah House of Representatives. He thinks the majority of people in the county support the federal land management bill sponsored by Representative John Curtis and Senator Orrin Hatch.
Emory County had public meetings all along during the process, off and on for years while they developed this plan, and the BLM was involved and other federal agencies. So I'm not sure they were left out of the process. It's just that they didn't travel to Emory County to be involved in it.
Terry Martin, a regional organizer for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, says while environmental groups may have been able to attend these meetings, attendance wouldn't have resulted in the desired collaboration.
It doesn't really work for a conservation group to show up at the public land committee's meetings or the county commission meetings and try to be a voice at those meetings. That's really their own process for developing a proposal.
Robert Davies is a physicist and associate professor at Utah State University. He recently spoke at a public hearing hosted by the Alliance.
The choices we make for our large wildland systems have repercussions that ripple out across the planet. And so in that sense, I'm interested in certainly this discussion and all discussions on how we're choosing to manage our wildlands.
Davies says it is essential that large areas of undisturbed lands are managed in ways that preserve biodiversity and address climate change. He and the Wilderness Alliance are asking Representative Curtis and Senator Hatch to bring the voices of environmental groups into the discussion before the bill is passed. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.